Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Thursday morning. Thursday, February the 8th, 2024, 9 minutes past the hour. Boy, we're going to have a lot to talk about this hour. We had a short break there. But I like talking, so we can certainly manage that for the next 51 minutes. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I might have been too early on that. I always walk in the other room so I don't feed back through the thing. But one of the most wonderful voices, and boy, will he ever smile when I tell him this, is Adam. My goodness gracious, and that's what the question is, and I'm going to get off of here. When did he start being on the show pertaining you and him together like this?
2016, I believe.
Well, you know, he was a very, very, very big help to you on that show, and Ted Williams. Those two, I think, made your show really a success on the obits that Adam does, and what a wonderful pronunciation and everything he does. You can understand that man, I'll tell you that.
Well, he works at that. He works at that.
Yeah. Well, he does it. He must have worked up a sweat because he does a wonderful job. And Ted Williams, I don't know, he's just a natural when you hear that. Now, I don't know if he's on for like 25 minutes or something going like you and Adam can go, if you can understand him all the way through, but I'm pretty sure you can because he, well, wherever he picked that up from, I do not know. But maybe you got the history on where he and Adam did get their voices like that. I'll see you later, Scott.
All right. Thank you. Well, Adam, Adam came to us in, I believe, January of 2016, and Adam's been great, does a great job with the website, does a great job with the streaming services, and certainly does a great job with the obituaries and the news and the weather, and the obituaries are a tremendous service, there's no doubt about it. But, yeah, Adam has a good voice, there's no doubt about it, speaks clearly, that's very important, and just does a great job. Now, Adam worked at some, he was a DJ. I don't think, I'm pretty sure about this. Adam never had done a talk show until he came here, but he had been a DJ at some other radio stations, you know, played music, things like that. So I'm sure that was cultivated over a period of time. Now, Adam does have a radio voice, though. Now, here's where I'll say radio. Maybe this is where I've said radio voice, but I mean something different than what other people mean. I don't mean the sound of his voice is a radio voice. What I mean is that I think, and a lot of people do this, his diction and his pronunciation are a little different than if you met him in person. I mean, obviously, your vocal cords are your vocal cords, but it's just a little different. On the radio, Adam speaks in a little different way, which that's all I mean by radio voice. Now, Ted Williams, he worked in some major markets in Columbus. And I will say this about Ted, and I've said this to Ted. Sometimes Ted is a lot of work getting him to the studio. Sometimes it's a lot of work getting him on the air. But once you get him on the air, he is great. I mean, he will give, there is no falseness with Ted Williams. You can't, he'll tell you whatever you want to know. And he'll give his opinion on whatever you ask him. So, yeah, he's got the voice, but he's also got a lot of personality, let's say. But that's the story on those two, as far as I know. But yeah, those were tremendous helps. But what I was saying before the break was, and I do believe this is true, and kind of the end story of what I was saying, I ran out of time there, was when I got into radio, I got in at the right time because all of those big Marion Broadcasting people were around, the Joe Iones, the Madge Coopers, the Jeff Ruths, the Marianne Michaels. But, like I say, it was not a teacher situation. Nobody ever said, do this, do that, try this, try that. Now, they would say, if you did something good, they would say, hey, I like that, or that was about it. But I think that worked well because I think we became friends rather than having a, you know, teacher-mentor type of relationship. So I appreciated that. And the back end of that story is dealing with Carrington and Matt now, being in the other position, I don't think I really tell them what to do. Now, if they ask me a question, I'll answer it. But both of them not really coming from broadcasting, I think they have questions, but I never tell them what to do. I never say, this is what you need to do. Because I think it's better to learn on your own, and I think you can be friends that way. Like last night, we had the best time together, and we always do. Anytime we're together, we have a good time. If I'm alone with Matt, it's fun. If I'm alone with Carrington, it's fun. When I'm with the both of them, it's fun. And I think it's become a very close relationship. A matter of fact, last night after we did the taping, I won't read the letter, but Carrington sent me a very nice letter within 20 minutes of us doing the taping last night. And it was just a very kind letter. And they don't have to do that, but they do it because they're very gracious, good-mannered kids. And I hate to even call them kids because I don't even think of them like that. You know, they're 22 and 20. I think of them as contemporaries. So there's that. And I don't know if it would have been any better any other way. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have. I don't think I would have liked. Well, I can't say I wouldn't have liked. I don't know. I think finding out how to do it on your own is better. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
This has been on my mind for a long time. So you're going to turn both of those young people loose someday and say, hey, I got to run uptown and get me a milkshake or whatever that favorite one there, Dairy Queen, you like, and just turn them loose and say, hey, I'll be back in 15 minutes. And just let them have the whole room to theirself, the whole show to theirself, and carry on what to carry on. Are you going to ever turn them loose like that?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, it's in the show that...
Nobody in that studio is going to interrupt them or you know, until they get used to it. And then after they get used to it, they don't care if there was 1,500 people in there. But that's a little complex, too, you know, when the other big radio announcers and stuff is around. But... go ahead and let me know about that. Thanks, Scott.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, on Friday, Matt has a show on the station now on Friday morning from 10:15 until 11. And honestly, unless he asks somebody to be on that show, we're really not around for that show. A matter of fact, last week was Groundhog Day, so that show wasn't on, but it'll be back tomorrow morning. But 2 weeks ago, I was not in the studio the entire time Matt did his show. I forget where I was, but I was not in the studio when Matt did his show 2 weeks ago. And I don't think anybody else was. Oh, I know. I was out talking to Pastor Craig in another room. So nobody was in the studio with Matt 2 weeks ago when he did his show. So that's already happened. Carrington is a little different. I think she likes being on with other people. And I've talked to her about doing her own show, but I think it will happen, but I think she really likes being a part of an ensemble. And I think some people just like to work that way better. I think she likes to play off other people. And if you ever notice, if you listen to those shows that we all do together, Carrington probably talks more than anybody else during those shows. So I just think that's where she feels more comfortable. But Matt does his own show on Friday. He books it. He does his own thing. And the only time I'm ever on the show with Matt is if he asks me to be on the show with him. Other than that's his deal on Friday morning from 10:15 to 11. So there's the story on that. But just two nice, nice people. And we have a lot of fun together, and that's the great thing. And I think in the past, it wasn't as fun. It was always fun with the other people, but sometimes it was work. Because the other people had they had some kind of drama about them. There was always some kind of drama going on in their life. That's why I always said there's going to be a book one day, aside from the book that I'm talking about right now, that says During the Break. And essentially, I'm going to tell you, because you only hear what happens on air. But there's a whole nother show going on during the break sometimes, or leading up to the show, that you'd be surprised about. And the different personalities are fascinating. There are people who get on the air, and you would think they were the nicest people in the world. They never say anything negative, nothing. But in real life, they're not exactly the nicest people you would ever meet. They're a little rough around the edges. They've got their own problems. They have went through things in their life that have crafted them in an odd way. Now, I'm not saying that makes them bad people. They just aren't. They aren't what they seem. You know what is that saying? Putting on the dog. They're putting on the dog for you. They're not exactly as they seem. Now, I think I'm pretty well the same on and off the air. Now, somebody else would have to gauge that, but I think it's pretty well the same person, which is probably why I get in trouble from time to time on the air. Now, here's something else that I find interesting. Here's an interesting point from one of our listeners out there who's sending me a message. I would listen to her, Carrington. Just not interested in Matt's show because I'm not interested in sports. I do like it when you are on with him, though. And I like being on with Matt. So, yeah, I mean, that's a fun thing to do. But, yeah, I think Carrington will have her own show. And I think, again, that's the difference between men and women. I don't think Carrington would ever do a sports show in a bazillion years. I think her show would be geared more toward women and maybe things like charcuterie boards. So I do think there's a difference between men and women, and that's why we need the next Madge Cooper, and it's my goal in life to find the next Madge Cooper. Now, this leads to a whole nother issue as well, because here's something I have learned in life. I used to have high expectations for people. I would tell people, I'd say, listen, I think you can do great. Now, not that being a wife or a mother or any of these things is a bad thing. But, and a lot of people have been wife and mothers and had really interesting, made really interesting contributions to the world, or husbands and fathers. But I used to think that people had great potential. I would say, wow, that person has got tremendous potential. And I used to tell them, I'd say, you know what, you have great potential. I don't do that anymore, because I have come to realize that I don't really know if people have great potential or not, because I think part of potential is following through. Now, again, we all have busy lives. We all have things going on. But at some point, you know, you gotta, you know, it's like, if you keep putting something off, it never gets done sometimes. And if it never gets done, that's sad, because, there are a lot of people who had a lot of great potential who probably never realized it because they never made the time for it. Now, this is not always a bad thing, because I think it speaks to people being selfless to some degree, but I think you have to draw that back a little sometimes, because I think you can help more people by doing other things that are just maybe done in a different way. So I don't do that anymore. I used to think, I used to try to go around and tell people, listen, you could do great things. You've got great potential, blah, 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 blah. I've kind of backed off of that because I don't know if that's true or not. I think that people probably do have potential, but if you're not doing anything with it, do you have it? I don't know. That's a Rubik's Cube question. That's a conundrum. But clearly, I feel that Matt and Carrington have a long way to go. And now, is that potential? Probably. But I don't need to go around telling them that because I think they know it. They show up, and they have lives. They show up, they do their thing. It's great. You know, it's lucky that way. All right. Phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Wouldn't it be horrible if in life you didn't reach the potential that you could possibly have? Wouldn't that be a shame? I don't know. Because I don't know that everybody does have potential. There are a lot of good people out there. But I think some people are probably better off just to be there. And that's about it. But good for them. You know, whatever makes them happy. Okay, whatever. What else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, I talked yesterday about the restaurant downtown that I believe is going to be closing in the next 6 weeks or so. And nobody has guessed what it is yet, but it's a shame that another restaurant will be closing downtown. But as I said yesterday when I learned this, apparently this place has not turned a profit in the entire time they've been open. So eventually, I guess you got to call it a day after a few years and say this is the way it is. You know, we haven't talked much about this. I'm sure we'll talk about it tomorrow, but the Super Bowl's coming up this weekend. And I don't even believe people care about the Super Bowl at this point. I believe they all care about Taylor Swift. And again, this is tremendously fascinating to me because the Super Bowl usually is the most watched thing on television all year. And it almost seems like the Super Bowl is not even happening. There is more attention on Taylor Swift. Will she be a part of the halftime show? Will there be a proposal? Is she going to endorse political candidates? I have never seen anything like this. And I want... Now, I think if you're a football purist and you really like football and you watch football all the time, well, football probably does mean something to you. But I don't think... I think the Super Bowl this year will have greater ratings than it has possibly ever had because of all the outside fans that will come in. And I also want to go on the record as saying I believe Taylor Swift will be part of the Super Bowl halftime show, and I also believe she'll be in a Super Bowl commercial. Go ahead, caller.
Top.
Yes.
That's the restaurant?
What's that?
Is that the restaurant?
The rest up.
Restaurant.
Oh, what was it?
Top.
Well, I'm not going to say what it is, but that why would you say that?
Oh, just because I think that they don't have a lot of business. At least it seems like that to me. So that's just my guess.
Now, have you ever been in there?
No, a few of my coworkers went over there and got ice cream when they first opened up, and then because I'm not rich, so I want to know, you know. I got X amount of dollars to spend on Y amount of food. So I said, how much did you pay? And when they told me the price, I said, no thanks.
Well, it is interesting because that is one of the restaurants downtown that's been there for a while. And like I said, I told this person I would not say anything, but that's an interesting guess, an interesting observation that they're not busy and that the prices might be a little high.
Yeah, you were talking about radio voices. I don't have a good one, but I don't hear a lot of people in my day-to-day conversation asking me to repeat myself. So I think the person is radio.
I don't know what radio voice means, though. I'd have to know what it meant.
Articulate, or
maybe that's it. I don't know. I like I said, I don't think my voice changes. I think if you met me in person, it's the same voice. So I just the way you talk, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's not always somebody's fault. Like, I snore a lot and I have like nose issues, so maybe that's part to blame for my nasally Charlie Brown teacher voice.
Well, I don't know. I think that, but, you know, a distinctive voice maybe is a radio voice. I think if it just is different and you could pick it out of a lineup, I think that's interesting.
Well, definitely not ever going to be a deterrent to me. So for all you people that were wishing I would never call in again, brace yourself. We're just getting started, baby.
Just getting started.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are always open here. We always appreciate when people call in, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Always good to hear from people out there and what's on their mind. Yeah, radio voice is an interesting question. Maybe it's about being articulate. I don't know. I think you try to do the best you can with what you got. But the Super Bowl... It's just interesting. All the stories leading up to the Super Bowl seem to be about Taylor Swift. Now, again, I want to be on record. I do think she's going to be part of the halftime show. I think she'll be in a Super Bowl commercial. I think that's going to happen. And that's just the way it is at this particular point. 740-751-403. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I think I'm not getting something across to you from my wife. She said, you know what makes Scott such a good radio voice? She said he's always kind and speaks kindly of everything. So, boy, wait a minute till that goes across the air. You know what, Scott?
Well, hey, I appreciate that.
That's what Carol thinks. She said that makes a lot of difference, how people's voice and how they sound. And she said she's talked to you before, which she has. And on or off the air, she agrees that you're about the same. You know, it was one of the first places I'm going to put this in. Remember the time out there by the Doughboy and the girl that cut our hair and stuff? Her grandson run from Waldo up to Marion with a full backpack and everything, 50 pounds. You remember that episode?
I do. Murkowski was his last name.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought I'd just put that in there. There's different stuff you've done outside and performances on the air and stuff, and the people that you've done pertaining to the servicemen and women and stuff and on and around. So, yeah, you had a lot of potential, and you showed it, and I think you've conquered and showed everybody it can be done if you want to love it the way you love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you. No, I appreciate that. You know, I hope... If it can be said at the end of the day that you were a nice, kind person, that's a very nice compliment to have, because I would take that any day of the week. And I think I don't think I'm any different in person than I am here. Now, I like to kid around with people, and I'm sure there are some people who don't like some things that I say. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, I try to be as honest as I can be every day. Now, does that hit people wrong? I'm sure it does. But I don't think I'm ever not telling the truth. So hopefully that's nice. Because a lot of people get on, and I think they just make things up. And I think that they intentionally are trying to take jabs at people. Well, I don't think I've ever intentionally took a jab at somebody. I've just tried to tell the truth. And, but that's I appreciate that. So that's a very nice thing. And again, I think most people would probably tell you that I'm the same behind the microphone as I am in person. I don't think there's a whole lot of difference. But boy, there are with some people. My goodness. And I have kept those secrets for a long time for people because, boy, there are people who are just not nice to people when they are not on the air. But I think when they're on the air, they are very aware of that, that I can't have that nasty personality on the air, or I can't bring my drama on the air. I think there's that in their mind. I think they're aware of it. So that's why you get the nice person on air. But off the air, if you were in the studio with them, you'd probably have a different opinion on how they are. But I guess that's no big thing. I mean, if you like listening to them, you like listening to them. Again, phone lines are open here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Talking about the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Also talking about radio voices this morning, which I think is interesting. We've also figured out what makes an early spring or a late six more weeks of winter, a late winter, something like that. From the groundhog, you have to have more days over 40 degrees between February 2nd and March the 20th to have an early spring than not. So that's how you get an early spring. If you have more days that are below 40, that means six more weeks of winter. So that's how you get it. Okay. What else is on the agenda this morning? Does anybody have anything to say about this Super Bowl? Are you excited about the big thing on Sunday? I don't know who's going to win. 49ers, Chiefs. I don't really think it matters, to be honest with you. Like I said, if Taylor Swift performs at the halftime show, that'll be the story the next day, which I think she will. I just don't think you can have her there and not perform. I just don't think it's possible because she's a musician. Her boyfriend's in the game. I just don't think it's possible to not happen. So that's my opinion. And I think she'll be in a commercial because those Super Bowl commercials are always very big things every year. So I think she'll also be in a commercial for, you know, Doritos or I don't think she would do a beer commercial. But what else do they? I always see the potato chip commercials and things like that. So I think we'll see that. And that'll be what it will be. And again, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have a prediction on this game, the old Chiefs and the 49ers? Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
I would never make it on radio, Scott, but I have a voice that anytime anybody hears it, they never forget who I am.
No, you have a distinctive voice. Now, you could have made it on radio. That's all you need is a good distinctive voice.
But I couldn't get by doing anything in this town, Scott, because once somebody hears my voice, they know who I am.
Which, that's not a bad thing at all.
But if I went to rob a bank, once they heard my voice, they know automatically who it was.
Well, are you getting ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Well, we might watch it, Scott, but I don't know if we're overly excited about it or not.
Well, who's going to win this thing? Is it the Chiefs or the 49ers?
Well, I'm saying maybe the 49ers.
So you think Taylor Swift is going to be in the halftime show?
I can't say for sure, Scott. It could be a good possibility that she will.
I think if she doesn't, there's going to be a lot of disappointed people.
I think you're right too, Scott, because I think a lot of people will be watching just to see if she's in it or not, won't they?
Well, they will. And isn't it weird how the Super Bowl itself doesn't even seem to be a story this year? That it's about, will Taylor Swift be in the halftime show? Will she get proposed to? Will she make a political endorsement? That's what this has all become about.
Yeah, it's sort of all about Taylor Swift, isn't it?
It is, but I bet you because of that, more people will watch that game than any other game maybe in the history of the NFL.
I think you're right, Scott. I think you're right.
Now, how do you feel about Matt's show on Friday morning, the show he does from 10? I'm sure he'll be doing football tomorrow with the Super Bowl just 2 days away.
I think Matt does a good job, Scott. I try to listen to him, and I think he does a good job, and he's well versed on what he talks about. And I think he does... I think he does a good job on the radio, and I think Carrington does, too.
So do I. Don't you think that, and again, we're not saying anything negative about the other people who have been on, but don't you think that Friday night show is really humming along now with those two as opposed to anybody who's been on it in the past?
Yeah, I do, Scott. I try to listen to it on Friday nights, and I enjoy listening to all of you talk.
You know,
We
do all get along, and it's a fun show. We do a lot of laughing, and we really have a good time.
Yeah, you do. You in fact, everybody that's on your show on Friday, they all seem to mix and get along real good.
Well, that's what I say. I say we have a group right now, Sean and Matt and Carrington and Pastor Craig, that we just get along like nobody's business. I really look forward to Fridays when we all get in the studio together at one time or another, because we have some of the best conversations that I don't think people are having anywhere else.
Yes, you do, Scott, and I enjoy listening. Look forward to listening to you on Fridays, and I like listening to Linda Sims, too. Sometimes we're busy and don't get to hear her, but... she does a nice job, too.
Absolutely. Linda's been here for almost 10 years, and we have a lot of fun with Linda. And Adam, when he calls in, although we haven't heard from him in a while, he's always very good. And it's just a lot of fun. I think we have a nice little family here, and I think it's the right family to have.
Yeah, it is. It's a good little show, and Adam does a good job, and your news reports and weather reports are all up to date, and really, you guys are the only ones out there that where you can get a good news report and a good weather report.
And I we certainly do all appreciate that. I mean, the obituaries, the news, and the weather are very important for a local community, and I think that we're really doing a service by doing those things, if nothing else, and I think that's very important.
Yes, you are. You're doing a great service by doing that, because there just isn't any place else much out there where you can get all those reports.
I know. Well, hey, it's good to hear from you, and hopefully we talk again tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to get back in tomorrow. And right. Get out there and enjoy that warm weather today. It's bright and sunny out, and it's supposed to be about 60 degrees.
Going to be beautiful. Thanks.
All right, bye.
It is. It's going to be a great day out there today, and apparently pretty close to 60 degrees is my understanding. Now, again, phone lines are open here today, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What's going to happen in this big Super Bowl on Sunday? The Chiefs and the 49ers, and it is the Taylor Swift Bowl. Whether people like that or not, it has come down to that. Now, again, people who like football will still find the football the big part of it. But there's going to be a whole group of people paying attention to this game who could care less about football at this particular point. And it's odd, and I guess it just shows you the power of this Taylor Swift. Didn't she win something at the Grammy Awards the other night? Didn't she win Album of the Year or something like that? I tell you, there's no stopping her. She's now, there is somebody, whether you like her or not, you've got to say that she's driven. Now, there's somebody who had a lot of potential in her life and cashed in on her potential. She really did. Now, she could have stayed home and done other things, but she really took her potential and she took her the abilities that she had. and she really capitalized on them. And I admire that. I admire anybody who's aware of their potential and capitalizes on it. And, you know, this again maybe comes back to the whole point of, you know, not to get into this subject too heavy, but maybe this is why relationships to me are sometimes a real pain in the neck. Because I think that if you are putting a lot of time and effort into a relationship, because it does take time and effort, I don't think there's a whole lot of time and effort for a whole lot of other things. But some people are needy, so they need to be in those things. Now, not all people who are in relationships are needy. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying that I think a good portion of them are. And I think that, again, if you are consumed by that, then you probably don't have time for much else. You've got to, life's a balancing act. You've got to have a balance in there somewhere. And if people can't find the right balance, there's a problem. And if you want to spend time around the same person all the time, there's probably a problem. Because I don't think you should spend all your time around any one person. I think you need to be around other people from time to time and find out what other people are like. I don't think anybody likes anybody that much, do they? I don't know. Maybe I do. Maybe I like certain people that much. I think there are people I could be around all the time, but then I think if I was actually around them all the time, I don't know if I would want to be around them all the time. See, there's the drawback in everything. All right, phone lines are open. 46 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Again, phone lines are open. We can talk about anything you want. We can talk about the groundhog. We can talk about the Super Bowl. We can talk about radio voices. We can talk about anything on your mind. I would be glad to have the conversation. The other day, got a lot of questions asked, which I thought were interesting. So if there's anything that is on anybody's mind, feel free to give me a buzz. You know, I had not thought about that that whole thing, and I'm trying to remember what his first name was. His last name was Murkowski. I know his father was a firefighter, and he was running. It was for the Boys and Girls Club. I remember that. But he was running from one area to the park there on Delaware Avenue, where the statue is, the veteran statue, and I think it was for the Boys and Girls Club, I think, but I don't remember how that all came to be. I remember that he was deploying, or getting in the military. He wasn't yet involved, but he was heading off to the military, and he was a young kid. It was a thing. A lot of people did come out to see him run up the street. And I thought that was great. I thought, you know, here's a young kid at that point. Now, he's probably no kid anymore at all, because this has probably been 12 or 13 years ago now. But that was a fun day, and I'd almost forgotten about that. I think that the Boys and Girls Club had come on my show, and I got involved in it through that. I think they asked me to be the master of ceremony because they had been on the show, I think is how that happened. But that was a fun event. I remember that very well. All right. 42 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area, 48 minutes past the hour. On this February the 8th. Again, phone lines are open here today, 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, and again, no topic is off the table. You can ask anything you want. I certainly would not turn away any topic. You can ask about anything or anybody you like, and I'll tell you what's going on in those particular areas. Now, What else is coming up? Well, we got all the shows tomorrow. Friday's always a fun day here, as I say. I start the morning from 8 to 10. Matt usually joins me during that time period. And then from 10 to 11, Matt does his show. And I imagine it will be football-oriented tomorrow with the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Then we have Pastor Craig from 11:15 to 12 p.m. to tell you what's going on in Marion. From 12 to 1, it's Matt and Pastor Craig and myself, and we talk about everything going on in the world in Marion and beyond. And then from 1:15 to 2, Pastor Craig is on with Study His Word. And then tomorrow night, 8:15 to 10, we have the Friday Night Live show with Matt and Carrington and Sean and myself, which is also always a lot of fun. So a lot of people coming and going on Friday, and a lot of fun certainly is had. Now, have you ever known anybody in your life who you thought had a lot of potential, and then you realized that, well, it's probably not going to happen. They're probably just going to be what they're going to be. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I know the number one topic of discussion lately has been Taylor Swift.
Oh, how could it not be?
I know. I'm going to add a new topic here involving Taylor Swift. What are your thoughts about the fact that she did not make a public statement following the death of Toby Keith? And Toby Keith was the artist who signed her, who discovered her, and signed her to his record label in 2005. Gave her big break, and she had, back in those days, she was complimentary to him, and then he passes away, and it's radio silence. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's my understanding that that yes, he helped her. She helped him get in. Or what? Did I say that right? He helped her get in. But it's also my understanding that there was also quite a bit of drama in the last, you know, I don't think they ever saw eye to eye is what my impression was.
But don't you, isn't that kind of the expectation? I mean, especially if you were given your break and you were given that opportunity due largely to another person, even if you didn't see eye to eye and you had a falling out, let's just say years later, when that person dies, don't you take the higher road and at least, you know, acknowledge the impact that they had at one time in your life? I mean, isn't that what a honorable person does, a person that, you know, a good person?
Well, you know, this is tough because this is a complicated subject, and maybe this is something we'll talk about tomorrow because it is an interesting subject. But I think there are certain areas that you can kind of glaze over and kind of say, okay, I get it. But I think I don't want to speak ill of the dead because apparently you're not supposed to do that, although I've never really understood that saying either, because if they were awful in life, what makes them great when they die? And I'm not saying Toby Keith was awful, but I also think Toby Keith was very instrumental and very well known for denouncing the Dixie Chicks and almost costing them their career during the Bush administration and the Iraq War. And I think he was that probably didn't sit well with a lot of, that goes beyond.
So he deserves to be canceled, and it's a PR thing where she's not doing that because of something that he did 15 years ago.
Well, no, I'm saying, I believe this is right, that Toby Keith actually photoshopped a picture of one of the Dixie Chicks next to Saddam Hussein. That's awful hard to forgive. But I think Toby Keith, that's what he...
Taylor Swift, and he's the one that, you know, discovered her and signed her to, you know, her first big record deal. So, I don't know. I think that it's poor form, as they say, or bad form, you know, not to at least say, you know, rest in peace. You know, they all do it.
But isn't that phony in a way? I mean, aren't you just trying to get attention for yourself when you do that? I mean, I
think most people do. Yeah, I agree. I do. But she had a personal connection.
But see, I think she would get jumped the other way. I think people would say, you didn't agree with him politically. You didn't like what he did to the Dixie Chicks. You didn't see eyeball to eyeball with him for 15, 20 years. And now all of a sudden, you're taking his death to promote yourself?
But she had a personal, you know, a large part of her career is due to him. So it's different than just some, you know, collateral celebrity that posts a tweet on X or whatever they call it now, and trying to, I guess, ride on the coattails of that publicity, because she actually did have that relationship with him.
Well,
whatever you want to say about, you know, political differences now or then between the two, I don't know. I think that somebody like her should have at least acknowledged it.
Well, it's interesting to me, and again, I think this speaks to the power of Taylor Swift, because I'm sure there were other country artists that did not say anything. And from what I saw, most people didn't even remember that he had anything to do with her career, so certainly he wasn't talking about it in the last 20 years, and she wasn't talking about it. But now that he dies, it's a big deal. And I think I think this is another shot to run her down. And I don't understand her popularity, and I don't have any Taylor Swift music anywhere. But I don't understand this effort to try to call her a PSYOP agent. I don't understand this effort to attack her for, she's going to make a political endorsement. I don't understand this, you know, she didn't say RIP on Twitter, which is what most of them did. It's not like they went out in public and said, oh, Toby Keith was a great guy. But we're going to blame her for this now. It's weird to me, the things that we pick on her for.
Well, I think this one has more validity to it, just as a human being who has been impacted by another. They weren't strangers. You know, he was instrumental in her career. So to ignore that and not even, you know, say something kind, I don't know.
But don't you think, though, after their history with the Iraq War and not certainly believing, not having the same agreement on wars and things of that nature. And didn't also she have a falling out with the record label who he was a part of? There's something there. I don't know the whole story on it. But I think that after years and years of not being together, don't you think if she would have all of a sudden said, well, RIP Toby Keith, that people would have jumped on her for that and say, well, listen, you didn't like the guy, you didn't agree with him in the last 20 years, we're going to come after you for that.
Well, she did. She, you know, before she came the focus of liberal ideology, you know, and being politically active here over the last
couple
years. Is
she that?
I think that that's, I mean,
I think that's how they're trying to portray it. I think if people say it enough times, I think people start to believe it, but I haven't seen that.
But she has become outspoken on those issues here over the last couple years. In her early career, when she was more identified as a country artist, she was not. So you cannot look at her career development and say that it hasn't changed in tone, not only in the style of music that she's making, but also in her public statements and her activism. Has increased. That is an objective fact. So, you know, in those early days, she was very complimentary and grateful.
Well, I will say this, because I've mentioned when a lot of people have died on this show personally, that I have known personally. You know, if a celebrity dies that I don't know personally, I'm not going to bring it up. But I will guarantee you that when Bill Cosby dies, there's not going to be a big outpouring for him. from the people that would have. When Helen Thomas died because of the Israel-Palestinian remarks, it wasn't as big as it would have been. It certainly wasn't celebrated as much. People are very conscious of that, I think. I think it's hard to denounce somebody or disagree with them, and then when they die, all of a sudden, you're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't. Because if you do say, rest in peace, people go, well, you didn't even like that person. And then if you don't say anything, you get this. You get, well, you know, you had a relationship with them at one point. Why aren't you saying anything?
Well, let's just say that Helen Thomas got you a White House correspondent position 20 years ago, and then you became nationally known, and that was, you know, you were a household name across the nation. And I'm not saying that you aren't, because you do have listeners all over the country.
You're listening to The Talking
Points.
Let's just
say that, and then
just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla?
And she takes a lot of heat, and then she passes away. Are you saying that you would not make a public statement?
No,
she's the one that got you and built, you know, Let's just say she got your career going.
Well, see, and that's timing. That's an interesting point you bring that up, because when I had interviewed her before, but the thing that got me a lot of attention with Helen Thomas was interviewing her because of the comments. So she'd already made those comments by the time that I got the Associated Press Award and all that. So there was never a thought in my mind. Of course I would thank Helen, because what she did was give me the first interview on the controversy. Now, had I had a great relationship with her before and she had that controversy? Well, I don't know. I think it all depends on what your personal relationship is with that person, because I can tell you there are people who've been on this station that have done things that I have not necessarily talked about, and if they went on to their reward, I personally, you know, you're sad that somebody dies, and in Toby Keith's case, unexpectedly from cancer, you know, so young. But I don't think that I would jump on the bandwagon of acting like I had some great, that I was upset, because I think that would be false. Because if I don't talk to you for years and years and years because I don't like something you did, it does seem a little false to me to take that time of your death to put myself out there again. And they're not going to know that I'm saying this anyway.
But even if they had that big of an impact on your career and your life trajectory, you still wouldn't acknowledge them?
I don't. You know, it depends on what the egregious nature and what the relationship was. Because my fear, in regular society, if I was meeting with their family, of course, I would say I'm so sorry to hear of the passing of whoever. But to do it publicly, I think that seems a little... I'm trying to build myself up by using this death to do it.
I mean, I get your argument, and I hope you can understand mine too.
I do. I think it's a fascinating topic, actually, that you've brought up, and I think we'll talk about this tomorrow morning, because I think that's very, very, very interesting. Because, and I think a lot of people feel differently about it, but, you know, I try very hard not to say specifically negative things about certain people, so maybe people think I have a decent relationship with them, but if they unexpectedly died, I don't think that would be the time that I should, you know, bring it up. Matter of fact, I think their family would be angry, because they would go, well, we know you don't like that person.
Well, you did it one time, though.
Who was that? Who did I do that with?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, in her situation, I don't know. I think that people hold on to hurt feelings, grudges, negativity, and instead of letting it go. And
I agree with that. Now, had they been able to patch it up before he died, wouldn't that have been great? I mean, his cancer diagnosis came in 2022, and to my knowledge, he didn't reach out to her, and she didn't reach out to him. Now, that should tell you something about the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. But I just think somebody with the spotlight and the following that she has, and with that personal history and the fact that he was very instrumental in building her career, if it were me, if I were Taylor Swift, I would have.
Well, let me just ask you this, and maybe this is where we'll start tomorrow morning, because I think this is a fascinating topic. I'd be interested to continue it with you, hear what other callers have to say, and hear what Matt has to say, maybe Pastor Craig as well. But isn't it interesting? Toby Keith was diagnosed with this very serious cancer in 2022, and you would have to say since 2022, Taylor Swift's career has been nothing but on an uphill climb. Time Magazine Person of the Year, so on and so forth. Shouldn't Toby Keith at any point during this illness say, congratulations, Taylor, on being Time Magazine Person of the Year? Congratulations on being the billion-dollar artist? Glad I had a small part in it? I didn't see that.
Yeah, death is a little bit different than an accolade, though. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be complimentary to people and give them credit when credit is due and be supportive. I think you should, and people don't do that, you know.
But even if she was, even if he didn't agree with her, wouldn't you at least be somewhat happy that the person you helped start was that?
I agree. I mean, I think that you should give credit where credit is due and be complimentary and positive and uplifting to people whenever you can. And people don't do that. But that's a little bit different than saying something kind about somebody that has passed away who has had a huge impact in your life.
Well, it's a good start-off point tomorrow. I think that's where we'll start tomorrow. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, Scott. Take care.
All right. It's a great topic, and Linda Sims is coming up next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Come from. It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that